Welcome to GRHS iRadio's live coverage of men's basketball from George Ranch High School. Coach Charlie Jones and the Longhorns are in year two of 23-6A varsity play and want to play deeper into the UIL play to George Ranch High School this season. George Ranch High School men's basketball is proudly brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by our sponsors, the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Gilman Honda Fort Bend, and Camp Logan Cement Works. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tarando and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for tonight's Longhorns men's basketball game. We win at the Ranch.
Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Longhorns basketball on GRHSI Radio. This is my mic, mic number one. And now this is mic number two, testing one, two, three, four, mic number two. And then you should be able to hear the crowd mic as well.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoes, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Welcome, everybody, to GRHS iRadio's live coverage of men's basketball from George Ranch High School. Coach Charlie Jones and the Longhorns are in year two of 23-6A varsity play and want to play deeper into the UIL playoffs and bring home a 6A men's basketball championship trophy to George Ranch High School this season. George Ranch High School men's basketball is proudly brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by our sponsors, the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Gilman Honda Fort Bend, and Camp Logan Cement Works. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tarando and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for tonight's Longhorns men's basketball game. We win at the Ranch.
Thanks again, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to another live broadcast of men's basketball from George Ranch High School on GRHSI Radio. We're glad you joined us tonight for 23-6A basketball as the season winds down before the UIL playoffs. Time's running out now for the Longhorns. They're in fifth place in a 7-team district. And remember, fans, only the top four teams move on to the UIL playoffs. And those happen in the middle of the month, so only a couple weeks left. Charlie Jones's Longhorns don't really have much wiggle room left. They have four games left, and they need to really make a dent in those last four games if they want to have a shot at that number four spot. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tarando, and it's always my pleasure to bring you live sports on GRHSI Radio. The Buccaneers are here from Brazoswood High School in Clute, and they bring with them a 19-13 record, rather, and a 3-6 mark in the district. Brazoswood has three games to play, including tonight's contest, and they too want to move up to make the UIL playoffs. Homestanding Longhorns are 9-15 overall and 3-5 in 23-6A play. When we come back, we'll have our pregame interview with Charlie Jones. We'll introduce you to the starters in tonight's game. But for now, you're listening to live men's high school basketball from George Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at George Ranch High School, awaiting the tip-off, Brazoswood Buccaneers and the George Ranch High School Longhorns. As always, here is Charlie Jones with our pregame interview. All right, Charlie Jones is here. I guess you were on the shelf for a while, now you're back.
Yeah, I got hit with the flu bug and bronchitis, but I've been healthy for about a week, so I feel good now.
We were just chuckling about a coach without a voice.
It wasn't good. It wasn't pretty.
All right, so when you got out of Clute last time playing the Bucks, got out of there with a buzzer-beater win, 55-53. What did you pick up from that game that's going to help you tonight?
It's always tough when you go on a long road trip and play, so the kids kind of start off slow. So we've been working on this week, just staying focused and starting off a little bit better so we don't dig ourselves in such a big hole.
Now, you guys are in the same position the Lady Longhorns are in with just an additional game to play. You're in fifth place. You're trying to at least get into that fourth spot. You got a lot to do between now and about a week from now.
Yeah, we got to get the win tonight, of course. But then we also got to get a little bit of help. But we're going to try to do our best, take care of ourselves, take care of tonight, and then everything else will fall into place.
I talked to Coach Pierce about this last week. It's kind of difficult. Coaches don't like to be in a position where you're counting on somebody else to beat somebody else. You want to take care of your own business.
Yeah, we talk to the kids about that all the time. We don't even look at the seating with the kids. We just try to play one game at a time, one practice at a time, and just take care of ourselves.
What did the Bucks show you when you were down there?
Oh, they're really, really scrappy. They take a lot of charges. They play really hard. They've beaten some tough teams. They've beaten Pearland, beaten Elsick. So they're a tough team.
Watching this JV game, their JV squad threw up a bunch of threes. Does the varsity do that as well?
They shoot a lot of threes. They play fast. And they're just a tough cover. They have a lot of guards that are quick and can get to the paint, so you got to be really ready to play.
What is the biggest thing you worked on this week to prepare them for Brazoswood again?
We really worked on continuing to play. You know, don't relax on defense because they'll lull you to sleep a little bit. So you got to just continue to play hard for 32 minutes, and whatever happens at the end of the game will take care of itself.
All right, I'll let you save your voice for tonight's game. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Thank you, Brett Dolan, back at George Ranch High School, awaiting the tip-off of the Longhorns and the Brazoswood Bucks. Here's the way 23-6A looks, with just a handful of games to play for all of the teams. Dawson Eagles are 17-12 overall, 7-1, and they lead the district. Taylor Lions, 19-10 overall. They're in second place, 6-3. Pearland Oilers are next, 17-12 overall, 5-4 in the district. Hastings Bears have that number four spot, and that all-important number four spot, and that's the last one that fills up the UIL by-district roster. They're 16-14 and 4-5 overall. Then the Longhorns, 9-15, 3-5 in district play. Then the Bucks, 19-13, 3-6 in district play. And then the Elsick Rams in seventh place, 8-19 overall, 2-6 in district play. Other games tonight, Elsick at Hastings and Pearland at Dawson. Those are the other 23-6A games, and the Taylor Lions have the night off. They'll be playing a couple of games next week and then one into the next week before the by-district slots are filled up in the UIL playoffs. We'll keep you abreast of the Lady Longhorns ball game down in Clute. Reggie Dunn is down there watching his daughter Jaden play, and he promised he'll give us a quarter-by-quarter score of that one. George Ranch really needs to win that ball game down in Clute. The Lady Longhorns want to fill up their number four spot in women's basketball and make it into the playoffs again for George Ranch. So a lot of things cooking tonight. We're at home with the men's team. Brazoswood Buccaneers are here. George Ranch needs a win. So do the Bucks, really, to try to move up into that number four spot with just a couple games to play. And then the Lady Longhorns are down in Clute playing the Lady Buccaneers. George Ranch needs a win there to move up into the number four spot, rather, and secure a spot in the by-district playoffs. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll have the starters for you. You're listening to Live Men's Basketball from George Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
We're the hilarious varsity dance team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, waiting for the tip-off. Less than 4 minutes to do that. Laura Bowen from the George Ranch High School Band Booster Club sent us some information and asked if we would provide some promo for that. We'll certainly do that. Next week, Spirit Night, February 7th at Buffalo Wild Wings. All day long on Wednesday, February 7th, you can present a designated ticket, and Buffalo Wild Wings will donate a portion of your bill to the George Ranch High School Marching Band and the Color Guard. And this is good all day long at the Brazos Town Center near Home Depot. You folks know where Buffalo Wild Wings is. The actual address is 2727 Mercantile Drive in Rosenberg. Tickets are posted all around the school, and multiple copies are available in the band hall. Remember, that's an all-day thing on Wednesday, February 7th till 11:30 that night, and all of that, all of those portions, rather, will go to the George Ranch High School Marching Band and Color Guard. That is Spirit Night, February 7th at Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll welcome in one of our newest George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club sponsors to the broadcast. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend. The Gilman Auto Group is celebrating its 79th year of service to the Houston, Harris County, and Fort Bend County communities. Gilman Honda of Fort Bend has hundreds of automobiles in their new and pre-owned inventory. Just come on out and find a vehicle that fits your needs. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend. 26029 Southwest Freeway in Rosenberg, or you can call Gilman at 1-800-615-2726 or find them on the web at Gilman Honda FT Bend. That's Gilman Honda FT Bend.com. Gilman Honda, one of our newest George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club sponsors, and we welcome them to the broadcast. Got our first update here from Reggie Dunn. He said that there's only one referee available in Clute at the moment, so that one will get underway as soon as the other one arrives. Reggie says not sure what the plan is. We'll see if they wait for the second referee or just start the game with one, and we'll keep you up to date on the score when that comes in. As we mentioned, other games tonight in 23-6A play that will tip off in just a moment. Elsick at Hastings and Pearland at Dawson. Those are 7 o'clock tip-offs, as is this one here at George Ranch. We have just about a minute left before we have our national anthem and then the opening tip. Brazoswood comes in at 19-13, 3-6. Overall, they're in sixth place in 23-6A basketball. Last time these two teams met on January 9th, George Ranch got out of Clute with a two-point win, 55-53, on a buzzer beater. The last game that the Bucks played, they dropped one to Dawson, 74-51. Last time George Ranch played, they dropped one also to Dawson on January 26th, 71-52. So both of these teams, almost identical losses with identical deficits to Pearland Dawson. And George Ranch won the first one down in Clute, 55-53. And we'll see what happens this evening here in Richmond. Let's give you the starters while we're waiting for the teams to make their way out on the court. First for the visiting Brazoswood Buccaneers, a 6-foot senior, Cole Armstrong, a 6'3 senior, Kyrie Collins, a 5'10 senior, Tig Jones, 6'3 senior, Dalton John, and a 6'3 senior, Javion Sparks. It'll be Cole Armstrong, Kyrie Collins, Tig Jones, Dalton John, and Javion Sparks, an all-senior lineup for Trent Olivier's Buccaneers. George Ranch will put on the floor two freshmen, a junior and two seniors, Stephen Woods, a 5'9 freshman, Noah Thomason, 6'1 junior, McKinley Harris, a 6'5 senior, Chris Johnson, a 6-foot senior, and Nixon Bess, a 6'4 freshman. It'll be Stephen Woods, Noah Thomason, McKinley Harris, Chris Johnson, and Nixon Bess. Nixon Bess is on the in the circle, ready to tip off against Kyrie Collins. Ball is in the air and knocked around twice. And in the possession of George Ranch, we're underway in Richmond. Noah Thomason with the basketball. Over to Chris Johnson. Around the horn. Stephen Wood. Now to McKinley Harris. Back to Wood. Back to Noah Thomason out top. Ball working around the perimeter for George Ranch. No shots yet at the basket. Noah Thomason drifts towards the right side. Over to McKinley Harris. First shot of the ball game is no good. Rebound hauled down by Javion Sparks. Sparks puts the ball in the hands of Tig Jones. Jones working on Stephen Woods. He drives on the basket. And an offensive foul. First one of the ball game. This one whistled against Tig Jones, his first. A little perspiration being wiped up on the far end of the court. George Ranch is moving from right to left across your radio dial, across your phone, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight. We're glad you're here. This is live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Stephen Woods across the line. Now to Noah Thomason. Thomason drives, gets this one down low to Chris Johnson. And Johnson is fouled. Shot did not go in. Fouls on Javion Sparks is first. At the free throw line is Chris Johnson. Chris averaging 4.3 points a game. First free throw knocks around on the rim and comes out. 7:03 left in the first quarter. Second free throw on its way, and that one is no good. Lane violation on the Longhorns. So we're still a scoreless at George Ranch. Cole Armstrong on the left side. Round the horn to Dalton John. Back out top to Javion Sparks. He puts up a three-pointer. No good. Rebound in the hands of Nixon Best. Best across the timeline, then dishes off to Noah Thomason. Thomason way out from the top of the key. Now drifts left. Gives it out top to McKinley Harris. Harris to Stephen Woods. Puts up a three-pointer. No good. And this one is out of bounds. First turnover for George Ranch. No score. Have a couple personal fouls in the game. And that's about it. George Ranch with a couple shots. Same thing for the Buccaneers. Now over to the right side to Dalton John in the middle. Now dishes it out to Javion Sparks. Three-pointer on its way is good. Javion Sparks opens the scoring in the ball game, and the Bucks lead 3-0. To Woods, to Thomason. Now to McKinley Harris on the right side. Three-pointer on its way is good. From the top of the key, Noah Thomason puts the Longhorns on the board. Good shot from outside the arc by Noah Thomason. Now a drive on the basket by Sparks. This one knocked away by McKinley Harris. Good block of that shot to Nixon Best. And the tip is put in. Best missed his shot. McKinley Harris put it back in. And it's 5-3, George Ranch. Tig Jones on the drive. And a foul. Foul whistled against Stephen Woods, his first. Bucks will inbound under their own basket. Cole Armstrong looking to do that. Gets it into Sparks. Sparks, three-pointer on its way again. No good. Rims around. Comes out into the hands of Stephen Woods. This one down to a driving Chris Johnson, who lays it up and in. It's 7-3, George Ranch. Good pass by Woods. And a good basket. This one kicked outside. Shot on its way by Jones. No good. And a rebound and a foul. Foul whistled against Noah Thomason, his first. Checking in, C.J. Rowe, 5'9 senior for the Buccaneers. Slap of the basketball by Armstrong, still looking, gets it in. Good jump shot down low by Dalton John, no good. Rebound kicked outside. Back to Javion Sparks. Sparks, a leading scorer for the Buccaneers. This one over in the corner to Kyrie Collins. That one's too long, and it's knocked out of bounds. Cole Armstrong couldn't get a hand on it, and that one went out of bounds. First turnover for the Bucs. George Ranch with one. Longhorns by four. It's 7-3, 4:38 left in the first quarter. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHS iRadio. To Noah Thomason. Thomason to Stephen Wood on the right side. Drives a baseline. Kicks it out to Thomason. Thomason over to Chris Johnson. To Nixon Bess, who's in the lane. Now back out to McKinley Harris. Harris puts up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Cole Armstrong. Armstrong will take it himself. Drives down the lane. Lays it up and in. Cole Armstrong. 7-5, George Ranch by a basket. Thomason, left-hand dribble, drifts towards the left side. Now around the horn to Woods, to Thomason, back to Woods. Woods gets it inside, and then it's kicked back out to Thomason, who puts up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound by McKinley Harris, back out to Thomason. To McKinley Harris, to Stephen Woods. Three-pointer on its way, no good. Kicked around and into the hands of Cole Armstrong. Armstrong gets it ahead now to C.J. Rowe. Back to Armstrong. He's guarded out top by McKinley Harris. Pass drifts down low. It's stolen away by George Ranch. Noah Thomason on the drive puts up the left-handed layup. It's good. Noah Thomason with 5 points. And the Longhorns lead by four, 9-5. Rowe walks this one up. A predominantly senior lineup for the Brazoswood Buccaneers. All five starters are seniors. C.J. Rowe came in. He's a senior. Puts up a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Noah Thomason. Here come the Longhorns down court. To McKinley Harris. Back to Thomason. Now down low to Chris Johnson. Johnson kicks it back out. And the Longhorns will reset. Thomason, beyond the arc. Now drives the lane, puts up a floater, and that's good. Noah Thomason with 7 points, and the Longhorns lead by six, 11-5. You're listening to live George Ranch High School basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
All right, full complement of referees down in Clute. So says Reggie Dunn, so they're underway down in Clute, and we'll keep you up to date on the score there. Here, it is 11-5, George Ranch by 6. This one down low to Kyrie Collins, who lays it up and in. It's 11-7, George Ranch by 4. Inside 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Marvis Odaya is in for George Ranch. Matthew Berger as well. This one on the left side to Berger. Over to Marvis Odaya. Drives down the lane, tries to put one up, and he's stripped of the ball and fouled. Ball whistled against C.J. Rowe, his first. Marvis Odaya driving on the left side of the lane. Looked like he was stripped of the basketball, but C.J. Rowe got a hand and got part of his arm. And at the free throw line is Marvis Odiah, leading scorer for George Ranch by average, 14.8. And no, he will not shoot. Noah Thomason will inbound from under the Longhorns basket. Finally gets it in to Odiah from the corner. Three-pointer rims in and out. Good rebound by Nixon Bess. And he's fouled on the putback. Foul against the Buccaneers, Javion Sparks, his second. Free throw line is freshman Nixon Bess, averaging 4.5 points a game for Charlie Jones. First free throw is on its way. It bangs around and comes out. George Ranch has Jaden Briscoe, Stephen Woods, Ori Limbrick, and Nixon Bess in their varsity uniform for George Ranch. And a lot of these guys got some time early on when George Ranch had some injuries. Second free throw is good by Bess. 12-7, George Ranch by 5. Rowe with the basketball. Goes over here to the right side. Jarrell Moore is in. Moore kicks it way back out to Dalton John. John drives. He's stripped of the basketball. And then a foul. Foul whistled against number 5, Jarrell Moore. Just came into the ball game, a 6-foot senior. He put up the shot. It was rebounded by the Longhorns. And then a foul. All right, Noah Thomason walks it across center court to Matthew Berger. Berger on the far side, tries to get it inside to McKinley Harris. It's taken away. Second turnover by George Ranch. Rowe having some trouble. Marvis Odiah almost steals a basketball from Rowe. Gets it over to Jarrell Moore. Moore drives down the lane, puts up his shot. It's short, rebounded by McKinley Harris. Harris on the right side, kicks it out to Matthew Berger. Berger puts up the three-pointer, no good. Bounces around on the rim, comes out into the hands of Dalton John. John gives it ahead to Kyrie Collins, and Collins can't handle the basketball. That's the fourth turnover. He was whistled for traveling. He had trouble with the pass, and once he got a hold of it, he couldn't get it on the floor. Thomason walks that one across again. Now out top to Matthew Berger. Berger tries the left side to Marvis Odiah. Odiah back to Berger. To Odiah. He looks inside to Bess. Nothing there. To the right side to Noah Thomason. Then to Nixon Bess. Now to Marvis Odiah. Odiah drives on the basket. And he's fouled by Kyrie Collins, his first. A lot of activity so far. Personal fouls against Collins, C.J. Rowe, Tig Jones, Jarrell Moore, and two on Javion Sparks. Stephen Woods and Noah Thomason each have one for George Ranch. Now the inbound to Marvis Odiah to Matthew Berger. Berger gets it inside to McKinley Harris. Back out to Berger. A three-pointer on its way is no good. Off the back iron. Good board by Cole Armstrong. Armstrong to C.J. Rowe, tries to put up the three-pointer, and it is no good as the quarter ends. George Ranch 12, Brazoswood Buccaneers 7. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. find them on the web at haroldentistry.com. That's Harold and Johnson Dentistry.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHSI Radio.
Back at George Ranch, Longhorns lead 12-7 as we start quarter number two. And a traveling call against C.J. Rowe. Fifth turnover of the ball game for the Buccaneers. Scoring in the first quarter, Cole Armstrong and Kyrie Collins. Basket apiece and a three-pointer by Javian Sparks. George Ranch, Noah Thomason with seven. Two each by Harris and Chris Johnson. And a free throw by Nixon Bess. To Matthew Berger on the left side. Back out top to Noah Thomason. He drives down the lane, puts up the floater, and that's good. Noah Thomason with nine. It's 14-7. Longhorns have doubled up on the Bucks early here in the second quarter. In the corner to Jarrell Moore. Moore drives the baseline and kicks it out to C.J. Rowe. He puts up the jumper, and that's good. C.J. Rowe with his first couple points of the night. And the Longhorn lead is down to 5, 14-9. Over to Marvis Odaya. Back to Noah Thomason out top. Thomason to Odaya on the right side. Nothing doing there. Back out to Noah Thomason. To Matthew Berger on the left side and beyond the arc. So Odaya and Berger are beyond the arc. Marvis Odaya with the three-pointer is good. He's on the board tonight. Longhorn lead back up to 8, 17-9. Marvis Odaya with his first points of the night. He did not start the ball game. Came in early in the first quarter. Shot on the basket by Kyrie Collins. No good. Rebounded by McKinley Harris. Harris to Noah Thomason. Thomason to Odaya. Another three-pointer on its way, and that one a little too hard. Off the rim and into the hands of Rowe. Rowe, good behind-the-back dribble. Drives down the lane, and that shot is short. Matthew Berger has the basketball on the right side to Nixon Bess at the free throw line. Back to Odaya, three-pointer. This one from the near side, and he nails that one as well. And the Longhorns now lead by 11, 20-9. Full timeout called for by Trent Olivier. So we'll take a break here. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Back at George Ranch, Longhorns by 11, 20-9, 5:53 left before halftime. Tick Jones with the basketball, guarded out top by Stephen Woods, who's back in the ballgame. He started for George Ranch. Good feed inside, and the layup can't drop for Dalton Jones. Rebound by Stephen Woods. A good pass inside to Dalton John, but he couldn't get that little layup to drop. Now to the right side to Marvis Odaya. Inside to McKinley Harris. Harris with a little hook shot, and that one is good. 22-9, Longhorns by 13. Cole Armstrong with a three-pointer. That's no good. Ripped down by Marvis Odaya. Now to Noah Thomason on the near side here. Longhorns moving right to left. Cross your radio dial tonight. To Marvis Odaya on the far side. To Chris Johnson. Three-pointer on its way by Stephen Woods off the front iron. Good rebound by Johnson. He kicks it back out. Odaya puts up a three. That's no good. And the rebound goes to C.J. Rowe. 4:39 left in the second quarter. This one is knocked away. Sixth turnover by the Buccaneers. And George Ranch returns a favor and turns that one over. Gets it down low to Dalton John. He puts up a shot, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Chris Johnson, the 6-foot senior, with his first personal foul of the night at the free throw line, Dalton John. John is the best 3-point shooter that the Bucks have. He makes one out of every three that he puts up from 3-point land. First free throw rims around and comes back out. Dalton John averages 9.9 points a game. Checking back in is Kyrie Collins, checking out Jerome Moore. Second free throw attempt upcoming for Dalton John. It is on its way and good. Dalton John is on the board. 22-10, George Ranch by 12. Noah Thomason being dogged by Tig Jones. Gets it across the timeline to Marvis Odiah. Odiah tries to put one in. And we'll see who the foul is on. Ball whistled against Cole Armstrong, his first. Darius Russo is set to check in for George Ranch. He'll take Noah Thomason's place. Thomason leaves the game with 9 points in a quarter and a half. At the free throw line, Marvis Odiah with 6. He buried 2 3-pointers, one from each wing here. First free throw on its way, and that one is too strong off the back iron. Kicks all the way back out to Marvis at the free throw line. Referee delivers the basketball. Next one on its way, and this one is good. The basket was good, and a foul was whistled against Chris Johnson. That's his second. I guess trying to get a little bit more positioning on that one. Now over to Tig Jones. Just want a drive on the basket by Cole Armstrong. He lays it in just a little short, and that one knocks between the backboard and the rim and comes off. Last touch by the Longhorns and out of bounds. Armstrong tries to get it in, does. Three-pointer on its way by Tyler Andrews is in the ball game. That one is too strong. Rebound by Stephen Woods to Marvis Odiah. George Ranch 18 and Brazoswood Lady Bucks 13 after the first quarter down in Clute. Three-pointer on its way by Russo. No good. Rebounded by Cole Armstrong. And that long pass goes out of bounds. A little bit too high and too long for Tig Jones. That's turnover number 7 for the Bucks. George Ranch with 3. Marvis Odiah will walk this one up. He's picked up now by Cole Armstrong. Odiah dribbles this one off his foot. And then he's tied up by Armstrong. And the award goes to the Buccaneers. That's a turnover for George Ranch, number 4 on the night. And now there's a little bit of uncertainty at the scorer's table. And the award goes back to George Ranch. But Longhorns throw this one away, so the Buccaneers end up with the ball either way. Dalton John dribbles that one off his foot, but it goes right to Cole Armstrong. To Tig Jones. Jones gets it down low. Scramble for the basketball. Kyrie Collins put up an off-balance shot, and George Ranch has it. And now another turnover whistled against Marvis Odiah. It's not a turnover. It's a offensive foul. His first. And Marvis checks out. So it's Russo, Woods, Noah Thomason, Nixon Bess, and McKinley Harris in for George Ranch now. This one kicked out. Tyler Andrews puts up a three. No good. Rebound by Noah Thomason. Good board for Noah. Behind the back dribble. Breaks the press. Now down low to McKinley Harris. Harris drives a baseline and is whistled for traveling. George Ranch with just two turnovers in the first quarter. They got three already here in the second quarter. And we still have 2:38 to play before halftime. Other games tonight in 23-6A, Elsick at Hastings, Pearland at Dawson, and the night off goes to the Taylor Lions. All right. C.J. Rowe walks the ball up. Now he's picked up by Darius Russo. Russo to Dalton John. John drives on the right side, and that one is knocked out of bounds. Charlie Jones thought for sure that one went off the Buccaneers, but the Bucks get the ball under their own basket. Armstrong tries to get it in, does, on a good save by Dalton John. This one down low, and the lay-in by Kyrie Collins. He's got 4 points. And Longhorn lead is 11, 23-12. Bucks are pressing. George Ranch gets it across the line. Olivier wanted to travel on the Longhorns. Nixon Best drives on the basket and puts it in. Nixon Best with 3 points. Trent Olivier wanted a walk on George Ranch. Didn't get that. And while he was protesting that, Nixon Best got the lay-in. And now Bess is whistled for the personal foul, his first. Bucks will inbound right in front of the George Ranch scorer's table. He gets it into Cole Armstrong. This one to Dalton John. John down low to Kyrie Collins. He lays it up and in. 6 points for Collins. Four here in the quarter. And the lead is down to 11, 25-14. Jump shot from the free throw line. An off-balance one at that by McKinley Harris. It's off the boards. Now this one in the corner. And a drive on the basket by Tig Jones. And a foul whistled against Darius Russo is first. At the free throw line, Tig Jones, scoreless tonight. He averages close to 6 points a game for the Bucks. First free throw on its way from the senior, and that's good. Tig Jones with his first point tonight. Longhorn lead is 10, 25-15, 1:22 left before halftime. Second free throw, good as well. Jones drops both of those in. Buccaneers pressing the Longhorns. Now the ball to Russo, back to Thomason. And a jump shot at Longhorns end by Stephen Woods. And he's got his first 2 points of the night. 27-16, Longhorn lead back up to 11. To Rowe, to Cole Armstrong on the left side, guarded out top by Darius Russo. C.J. Rowe lets one go from three-point line, and that is short. Off the front iron, rebounded by Noah Thomason. Into the corner to Russo. Back around the horn to Noah Thomason. Rowe is on Thomason. And a timeout is granted to Charlie Jones. Let's bring you up to date on the scoring. For the Longhorns, Marvis Odaya with 7, all here in the second quarter. Stephen Woods with a basket. 9 points by Noah Thomason. 4 by McKinley Harris. two by Chris Johnson, and three by Nixon Bess. On the other side of the scorebook, two by Cole Armstrong, six by Kyrie Collins, two by C.J. Rowe, a couple free throws by Tig Jones, and a free throw by Dalton John, and that's the scoring for the Brazoswood Buccaneers. Buccaneers in sixth place, Longhorns in fifth. They're both trying to get into at least the fourth spot so they can get into the postseason and the UIL playoffs. Inbound goes to Noah Thomason. Thomason behind the back dribble. Spins, puts up the off-balance shot. No good. Rebounded by Cole Armstrong. Armstrong slows things down as he gets across midcourt. Now over to Tig Jones. Back to Armstrong. Back to Jones on the far side. Jones gets this one down to Dalton John, who puts up the shot and it's good. Dalton John with a basket. Lead is down to 9, 27-18. Noah Thomason splits the D, puts up the long shot, and that is no good, and we are at halftime. George Ranch, 27, and the Brazoswood Buccaneers, 18. You're listening to live men's basketball from George Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at George Ranch High School, it's halftime. Longhorns lead by 9, 27-18. Here's the scoring. First for the visiting Brazoswood Buccaneers. 6 points by Kyrie Collins, two each by Cole Armstrong, C.J. Rowe, and Tig Jones. And then 2 3-pointers, one by Javion Sparks, and actually Dalton John with a basket and a free throw for his 3 points. That's the 18 points that the Buccaneers have at halftime. 7 turnovers for Brazoswood through the first half. For George Ranch, leading scorer, Noah Thomason with 9. Marvis Odaio with 7. 2 each by Stephen Woods and Chris Johnson. And 3 points by Nixon Bess. 4 by McKinley Harris. That's the 27 that George Ranch has on the board, and 5 turnovers through halftime for the Longhorns. Down in Clute, Lady Longhorns, last score we had, led 18-13 after the first quarter of play. Thanks to Reggie Dunn for doing that, and he'll update us at least quarter by quarter. Lady Longhorns need that victory to get themselves into the playoffs. And their last game is next Tuesday night right here in Longhorns Gym with Pearland. But they really need the win against Brazoswood to get into that fourth and final spot for the UIL playoffs. The men's team here is also fighting to get into the playoffs. They're at fifth place with four games to play, including tonight's game. And the Buccaneers have that in mind as well. They're in sixth place, right behind George Ranch, with three games to play, including this one. So a lot of fans on both sides of the scorebook rooting their team on to move them up to that fourth and final spot to get into the playoffs. Take another break here. When we come back, we'll talk more about this ball game. Try to get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live men's basketball from George Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
All right, Longhorns, it is Spirit Night next Wednesday night, February 7th at Buffalo Wild Wings. All day long, you present the designated ticket, and Buffalo Wild Wings will donate a portion of your bill to the George Ranch High School Marching Band, and the Color Guard. This is good all day long at the Brazos Town Center location of Buffalo Wild Wings. That's on Mercantile Drive in Rosenberg. Tickets are posted all over the high school, and multiple copies are available in the band hall. Remember, this goes on all day long, Longhorns. Wednesday, February 7th, from opening of the restaurant until 11:30 that night, and a portion of your bill goes to the George Ranch High School Marching Band and the Color Guard. That is next Wednesday night, February 7th. It is Spirit Night. Go on out and represent the Longhorns. Have some wings, have some food, and you'll make a donation to the band and the Color Guard at the same time. I'd like to welcome in the Gilman Honda of Fort Bend. The Gilman Auto Group is celebrating its 79th year of service to the Houston, Harris County, and Fort Bend County communities. Gilman Honda of Fort Bend has hundreds of automobiles in their new and pre-owned inventory. You can just come on out and find a vehicle that fits your needs. That is Gilman Honda of Fort Bend, 26029 Southwest Freeway in Rosenberg. You can call Gilman at 1-800-615-2726 or find them on the web at Gilman Honda FT Bend. That's Gilman Honda FT Bend.com.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk,
Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at RIMESDDS.com.
Back at George Ranch High School awaiting the third quarter. Longhorns by 9, 27-18. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHSI Radio. If you're listening to us from Clute, you're a fan of the Buccaneers. They're down by 9 here as we are about ready to start the third quarter. And if you want to listen to this ball game again, it'll be back in our archives probably tomorrow morning at grhsiradio.com, and look in the archives section. This ball game should be there by, oh, I don't know, 10, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, if not a little bit earlier, so you can listen again. And if you had something to do, you're not listening to us live, you'll be able to find this game in the archives tomorrow. Update from Clute, George Ranch 30 and the Lady Buccaneers 23 from Clute. Thanks to Reggie Dunn for doing that. George Ranch by 7 at halftime, 30-23. All right, the Buccaneers will inbound to start quarter number 3. Cole Armstrong will do that. He gets it over to Tig Jones. Second half, George Ranch moving from left to right across the radio dial. Drive on the basket by Kyrie Collins is good. And a foul is whistled against Stephen Woods, his second. Kyrie Collins with the basket. He's got 8 points. And he'll be at the free throw line trying to convert on that three-point play to start quarter number 3. Free throw on its way is good. 9 points now for Kyrie Collins. He averages 8.4, so he's got his average eclipse tonight. This one to Chris Johnson. Johnson to Nixon Best. Best to Woods. Woods, a little back dribble, so he can get away and get some space between he and Cole Armstrong. Now to Noel Thomason. To McKinley Harris. Harris. And a three-second violation on Nixon Best. That is turnover number 6 for George Ranch. Chris Johnson had the basketball out by the free throw line, but the whistle on Nixon Best for sitting in the lane a little too long. All right, Tig Jones with the ball. Three-pointer on its way, no good. Basket cleared by Chris Johnson. Johnson to Noah Thomason. Thomason way out top, now drifts towards the right. Gets it down to McKinley Harris, to Nixon Best. Best over to Noah Thomason on the far side. Three-pointer on its way by Stephen Woods. That's off. The rebound is put up and in by Chris Johnson. Chris Johnson with 4 points. 29-21, Longhorns by 8. Buck started this quarter with a three-point play. This one, a three-pointer on its way and good by Javion Sparks. He's got 6 points, both threes. Longhorns to McKinley Harris down low. Harris, good move underneath and lays it up and in. 6 points for McKinley Harris. 31-24, Longhorns by 7. 6:14 left in the third quarter. Cole Armstrong drifts to the right. Gets it down low to Dalton John. He kicks it out to Javion Sparks. Jumper on its way. No good. Rebound tipped around into the hands of McKinley Harris. To Nixon Best. Best drives on the basket and lays it up and in. Nixon Best with 5 points. Longhorn lead back up to 9. Good pass. Good move to the basket by Best. And the Longhorns lead 33-24. Tig Jones guarded out top by Stephen Woods. To Dalton John. John near the three-point arc, gets it down low to Kyrie Collins, blows the layup. Rebound by Noah Thomason. Thomason guarded by Cole Armstrong. He drifts right in front of the Longhorn bench. Now Thomason drive towards the basket, puts up the runner. No good. Rebound into the hands of Tig Jones. We go the other way. Jones still with the basketball, lays it up and in on the left side. Tig Jones with 4 points. Good move to the basket after he went all the way down with the basketball. Kind of stopped, a little hesitation dribble, and then onto the basket. To Nixon Best in the far corner. Best, a little short jumper, no good. Rebound, and the putback is by McKinley Harris. Harris with 8-4 in this quarter. Longhorn lead back up to 9, 35-26. 4:40 left in the third quarter. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. This is live 23-6A basketball. And Dalton John with the three-pointer. And the ball was kicked on the inbound. So Longhorns will inbound again. Kyrie Collins kind of put his foot out and interrupted that pass. Went out of bounds. Now the inbound to Noah Thomason. Thomason guarded out top again by Cole Armstrong. To Marvis Odiah. Nixon Best from the top of the key. No good. Rebound by Dalton John. Good board by the senior. Into the corner to Tig Jones. Jones drives on the basket, now kicks it out to Javion Sparks. Three-pointer on its way, no good. Ball knocked around into the hands of Dalton John. Turnaround, jump shot is good. Dalton John with 5 points here in the quarter, 8 for the ball game. Lead is down to 4, 35-31. Quarter started with the Longhorns leading by 9. And the Bucks have cut it down, rather, to 4. And again, Nixon Best is called for the lane violation. He's camped out in the lane while the Longhorns are dribbling out top. That's the second time that happened to Nixon Best here in the quarter. C.J. Rowe will inbound. George Ranch has called off the press. Charlie Jones sends his group back in kind of a 2-3 zone. Back to Rowe, back to Tig Jones, to Dalton John. He tries to get it down low, and it's off the hands of Kyrie Collins and out of bounds. Turnover number 8 for the Buccaneers. The Bucs also relax on their press. Noah Thomason walks it across midcourt. Shakes C.J. Rowe for a moment. Now Rowe back on him. Thomason, a little backwards dribble. And drifts over here again towards the near side. Now takes a pass down low. And the foul whistled on, number 11, Dalton John. At the free throw line, Chris Johnson. Johnson with 4 points on the night. Longhorn lead is 4, 35-31. First free throw is good by Chris Johnson. 36-31, 2:45 left in the third quarter. Next shot on its way. That one in and out. Good board by Javion Sparks. Sparks over to Tig Jones. Jones works on Stephen Woods. Drives the lane. No good. Rebound is collected and put back in by Kyrie Collins. Let's see if it'll count. The foul is on Chris Johnson. The basket does count. 11 points for Collins. And he's at the free throw line. Lead cut down to 3. And this is the closest the Bucks have been in quite a while in this ball game. Now cut down to 2 as Collins nails the free throw. That's his second 3-point play in the third quarter. Longhorn lead is 2, 36-34. Noah Thomason near the Longhorn bench. C.J. Rowe pushes him out further away from the basket. Now drive on the far side by Thomason, and that one is knocked out of bounds. Good D by Kyrie Collins. Thomason took Collins all the way to the basket, and Collins knocked it away right before Thomason had a chance to really complete his shot. Steven Woods checks out. In for the Longhorns, 6 foot senior Matthew Berger is in. Way out top to Berger. Now to Marvis Odaya. Odaya on the left wing. Drives towards the top of the key, loses the dribble. Turnover number 8 for George Ranch. Javion Sparks with the ball. And a foul. Let's see if the basket is going to count. A foul on Noah Thomason. Javion Sparks drove the basket. A foul, as we said, on Noah Thomason, his second. Javion Sparks with the basket. We are tied now at 36. Longhorns blew the 9-point lead they came into the quarter with. And at the free throw line, trying to complete the 3-point play, is Javion Sparks. If he does, the Bucks will lead for the first time in the ball game. This one is short, and the rebound taken by Noah Thomason. 1:53 left in the quarter. We are tied at 36. This one to McKinley Harris. Harris, turnaround jump shot is good. McKinley Harris with 6 points in the quarter, 10 on the night. And it's 38-36. And a timeout by the Buccaneers. George Ranch 38 and the Bucks 36. You're listening to live men's basketball from George Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its 7th year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
Back at George Ranch, Longhorns led by 9 coming into the quarter, now lead by just 2. Bucks had tied it up at 36. Longhorns with the basket here late before the timeout. So George Ranch with just that 2-point lead, 38-36. Walking up the court is Cole Armstrong. He drifts towards the right. Matthew Berger on him. Now reverses field. Comes to the left to C.J. Rowe. Rowe back to Cole Armstrong. Armstrong gets it down low, and the layup no good by Jarrell Moore. Moore had a good opportunity at the basket, couldn't convert, and the ball into the hands of Noah Thomason. Thomason to Matthew Berger on the far side, around the horn, and down low, and that one is blocked. McKinley Harris with 2 opportunities, but George Ranch tracks it down. Chris Johnson, good work, knocked that one around a couple times and then got hold of the basketball to Marvis Odaya. Odaya drives a lane, and he's whistled for the offensive foul number 2 on Marvis Odaya. Both offensive fouls on Marvis. He checks out briefly, and in comes freshman Steven Woods. Ball inbounded to Rowe and back to Cole Armstrong. Armstrong, Berger on him. Over to Javion Sparks. This one knocked around, taken away by George Ranch. 9th turnover of the night for the Bucks. George Ranch has trouble holding on to the basketball. Now it's knocked around, and a big scramble on the floor, and it looks like a fumble recovery in football. And now referee calls a jump ball finally. Let's see who the award goes to. There were five or six players on the court trying to get to the basketball. Award to George Ranch. All right, Woods inbounds to Noah Thomason. Thomason, right-hand dribble. Now over to McKinley Harris. Jump shot on the far side, no good. Off the board, knocked around. And Matthew Berger had it. Kicks it out to Stephen Wood. Three-pointer on its way, no good. Rebound by Matthew Berger again. Berger to Noah Thomason. And Thomason had an open three and decides to back out of that. Gets it to Matthew Berger, rather, who drives on the basket and lays it up and in. Matthew Berger with his first couple points of the night. And it is 40-36 as time runs out in the third quarter. George Ranch by 4, 40-36. You're listening to Live Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
All right, back at George Ranch for quarter number four. Longhorns by four, 40-36. Marvis Odiah back in the ballgame for George Ranch. Inbound by Cole Armstrong. Armstrong to Javion Sparks. Sparks picked up by Matthew Berger. Gives off to Tig Jones. Back to Sparks. To Dalton John. Berger picks up John. Now a left-hand dribble over in the corner to Kyrie Collins. Collins way out top to Tig Jones, and the Bucks will reset on this drive on the basket. On the far side to Javion Sparks. To Dalton John. John working on Marvis Odiah. Odiah, good D over there. Sparks has to, or Dalton John has to get rid of the ball. Over to Sparks. Now back to John. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Knocked around into the hands of Stephen Woods. Woods walks this one across to Matthew Berger. Berger to Marvis Odiah out top. Odiah over to Stephen Woods. Woods picked up over there by Tig Jones. And a three-point, or a three-second violation, rather, on the Longhorns again. This one on Chris Johnson. That's the third time tonight that the Longhorns have been whistled for camping out in the lane. Nixon Bess a couple times in the third quarter. And now Chris Johnson here in the fourth. This one down on the baseline to Dalton John. No shot there. Over to Tig Jones. Jones kicks it out top to Cole Armstrong. Back to Jones in the corner to Dalton John, deeper in the corner. Let's the jump shot go. No good. Rebounded by McKinley Harris. Longhorns by 4, 40-36. Remember, they won down in Clute by 2, 55-53. These teams playing neck and neck. Longhorns had some big leads in the ballgame. But the Bucks chipped away in the third quarter and actually tied it up at 36 before George Ranch added a couple baskets. Now referees are conferring as to who will get this basketball. It's knocked out of bounds, and it will be awarded to George Ranch. Trent Olivier doesn't see it that way, as you might guess. Thomason looking for somebody to get it into. Finally gets it out to Matthew Berger. Berger back to Noah Thomason. to Matthew Berger in the far side. Throws up what appears to be a pass, but it hits the rim and comes off. Rebound to Javion Sparks. Now ahead to Tig Jones. Jones tries to get it down low, does to Cole Armstrong. Reverse layup is no good. Rebound by Chris Johnson to Noah Thomason. Armstrong on Thomason. He gets across midcourt. Now Thomason tries to drive the lane. He goes back out. Good D by Cole Armstrong. Back to Noah Thomason. Thomason this time drives the lane and loses control of the ball. That's the 10th turnover for George Ranch. 9 for the Bucks. Driving the lane is Javion Sparks. He puts up the runner. That's no good, and he's fouled by Noah Thomason. That's his third. .508 left in the ball game. Longhorns by 4. 40 to 36. First free throw on its way by Sparks, and that's no good. Hit the back iron and came off. Matthew Berger checks out, and Marvis Odaya back in for George Ranch. Charlie Jones is up and off the bench, hollering to his forces. Next free throw is no good as well. Sparks pulled that one short. Rebound comes off to Chris Johnson. Johnson ahead to Stephen Woods. And a foul whistled against Tig Jones, his second. Stephen Woods, a freshman, had Tig Jones moving two directions. Jones put his arm out, trying to keep Woods from progressing there, and committed the personal foul. Tig Jones checks out. Tyler Andrews is in. This one to McKinley Harris. Back to Noah Thomason. Thomason way back out. Now to Stephen Woods on the far side. To McKinley Harris. Back to Noah Thomason, right in front of Charlie Jones and the Longhorns bench. Woods on the far side, measures that three, pulls it up instead, and gets it down on the baseline to McKinley Harris. McKinley Harris drives on the basket and lays it up and in. 42-36, Longhorns by 6, 4:24 in the ballgame. This one to Dalton John. John puts up the jumper. That is no good. And a foul whistled against Chris Johnson, his fourth. Let's see if the Longhorns are going to pull him out and save him for the last couple minutes of the game. This one into Andrews. He drives on the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound by Marvis Odaya. Odaya to Stephen Woods. Back to Noah Thomason. Thomason guarded as usual tonight by Cole Armstrong. To Marvis Odaya on the far side. Odaya looks at the three, then kicks it out to Noah Thomason. Thomason all the way around the horn on the dribble to the right side. Now back to Marvis Odaya. Back to Noah Thomason. Thomason right in front of the Longhorns bench. Cole Armstrong on him. 3:43 left in the game. Longhorns by 6, 42-36. Down low to McKinley Harris, who lays it up and in. And a foul by Dalton John. McKinley Harris with 14 points. And a foul by Dalton John. Second personal on Dalton John. Checking out is Tyler Andrews. Checking back in, C.J. Rowe. Trying to convert on the three-point play is McKinley Harris. That one is no good. Off to the right. Rebound by Dalton John. Armstrong with the right-hand dribble. Now over to C.J. Rowe here on the near side. Rowe tries to force it inside. No good. 10th turnover by the Bucks. This one down. Ahead to Chris Johnson, who lays it up and in. And he's fouled. Chris Johnson with the lay-in. And a foul on the Bucks. Cole Armstrong with the personal foul. Johnson with the basket. He's got 7 points. And the Longhorn lead back up to 10, 46-36. And the Bucks have not scored here in the fourth quarter. They tied the game at 36 in the latter part of the third quarter. Then the Longhorns got a couple baskets, and it ended 40-36 as we started quarter number four. Bucks have not scored. Longhorns have scored 6 points, and the lead is back up to 10, 46-36. You know what, fans? That was not a foul on Cole Armstrong. Coach Olivier had just called a timeout. That's what the whistle was about. So 46-36, 3:10 left in the ball game, and only one personal foul on Cole Armstrong. To Javion Sparks, who puts up the three-pointer. No good. Good rebound by McKinley Harris. And a foul whistled on the far side against Kyrie Collins, his second. McKinley Harris will trigger the inbound for George Ranch. Looks like he wants to throw a downfield pass, but he chooses the short route to Marvis Odaya. And this one is knocked out of bounds. C.J. Rowe knocked it out of bounds right in front of the Longhorns bench. So George Ranch will inbound it there. Marvis Odaya will inbound for George Ranch. Into McKinley Harris. Harris kicks it out to Stephen Woods. Now back out to McKinley Harris to Noah Thomason. Thomason, good move to shake. Tig Jones puts up the shot, no good. And a drive on the basket by Jones, and a foul. Foul whistled against the freshman, Stephen Woods, his third. At the free throw line is Tig Jones. Jones with 4 points on the night. Longhorn lead is 10, 46-36. First free throw is good by Tig Jones. He's got five. That is the first point scored by the Bucks here in the fourth quarter with 5.5 minutes gone in the quarter. Second free throw is good by Jones. He's got 6 points, and the Bucks have 38. It's 46-38. Longhorns by 8 points. This one to Stephen Woods. Three-pointer on its way is good. Stephen Woods with 5 points. The Bucks walk this one around. Tig Jones over here to C.J. Rowe. Rowe in the corner to Javion Sparks. He drives on the basket. Puts up the layup. No good. A little too strong. Up and over the rim. Into the hands of the Longhorns, and then they throw it away. Back to Sparks. Sparks puts up an off-balance shot, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Chris Johnson. And in my book, that's foul number five, and scorer at the table says the same thing. Johnson is out, finishes the game with 7 points, and in for him is Nixon Bess. At the free throw line, Javion Sparks. Sparks with 8 points. Five in the third quarter and a three-pointer in the first. First free throw is good. 9 points for Sparks. Dalton John comes back in. Jarrell Moore is out. Left-handed free throw on its way by Javion Sparks, and that one's good as well. .49-40 and a timeout is granted to the Buccaneers. We'll take a timeout with them. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you.
The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Back at George Ranch, inside 2 minutes to play, 1:53 to be exact. Longhorns by 9, 49-40. This is a big 23-6A ball game for the Longhorns. They want to get their way into the fourth spot. They entered the game in the fifth position. And a travel call on McKinley Harris. Turnover number 5 this quarter and 13 in the ball game for George Ranch. Sparks will inbound to Tick Jones. Over to C.J. Rowe. Rowe to Sparks. Cross court to Tick Jones. He drives. Gets the ball down low to Kyrie Collins. That one is knocked away by the Longhorns. Turnover number 11 for the Bucks. Longhorns get it across and get it into their side of the court. And then a foul committed by Javion Sparks, his third. No bonus yet for George Ranch. Buccaneers are in the bonus. Marvis Odaya gets it in to Noah Thomason. Thomason to Nixon Bess. Over to Stephen Woods. Back to Bess. He's pretty much by himself. And he decides to turn around. Throws it into the hands of Tig Jones. And at the free throw line is Tig Jones. I think that foul was whistled against Nixon Bess. But the Bucks are in the bonus. Jones with 6 points tonight. Free throw on its way, and that one's good. He's got 7. Lead down to 8, 49-41. Next free throw on its way, and Dalton John was in the lane very quickly. Now let's see if he was pushed into the lane. And apparently he was. And so now Tig Jones will get another shot. Waiting for a score from Clute. George Ranch by 15 at the end of the third, 45-30. Second free throw now is good by Jones. He's got 8 points. This one into Noah. Or into Nixon Bess, and Bess was pushed from behind, and we'll see what Charlie Jones is going to get. He's out on the court talking to one of the referees. Well, the teams go to both of their benches. And Charlie Jones called that timeout about the time that Nixon Bess got pushed from behind by one of the Bucks. End result is a timeout for the Longhorns. They lead by 7. You're listening to live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Now we're back at George Ranch, and both benches, coaches pointing fingers at each other from both teams as to who called that timeout. So now the Bucks go to the scorer's table to find out. One referee is pointing towards the Bucks, and the referee talking to Charlie Jones seems to be saying that the Longhorns called a timeout. End result is George Ranch has the basketball, and they will inbound with 1:11 left in the game and a 7-point lead. To McKinley Harris, to Noah Thomason. Thomason ahead to Marvis Odiah. Odiah is triple-teamed over there before he is fouled. Let's see who the foul is going to be whistled on. Yeah, it's Tig Jones, his third. George Ranch still not in the bonus. They had the opportunity to stop the clock and force George Ranch to take the ball out again. Harris gets it in to Noah Thomason. To Nixon Best. Best has that one knocked around into the hands of Stephen Woods, and a foul whistled against Javion Sparks, his fourth. Play getting a little ragged now as the Bucks are getting a little more intent on getting the basketball, and George Ranch almost lost control of it, but for the foul whistled against Javion Sparks. And finally, George Ranch goes to the free throw line on the bonus. Stephen Woods is there. He's got 5 points on the night. First free throw on its way, and in and out by Woods. Rebound to the Bucks. Dalton John with the rebound. Ahead to Tig Jones. Longhorns by 7, 49-42. Inside a minute to play. Running layup is good by Javion Sparks. This one down to Nixon. Bassey blows the layup. Woods puts it back and in. Stephen Woods on the follow. 51-44, Longhorns by 7 with 28 seconds left. C.J. Rowe with a jump shot inside the lane. No good. Cleared by McKinley Harris, and then a foul. Foul whistled against Javion Sparks, his fifth, and he checks out of the ball game. Sparks comes over, shakes the hand of Charlie Jones, and at the free throw line is McKinley Harris. 12 points for Javion Sparks before he fouls out. First free throw by Harris is good. Longhorns 52, Bucks 44. Just a little bit left in this ball game. 23 seconds to be exact. Second free throw, no good. Rebound by the Bucks. Dalton John cleared that one up. Three-pointer on its way by John off the front iron, no good. Best can't get the rebound, but McKinley Harris can, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against C.J. Rowe, his second, and Harris will go back to the free throw line. McKinley with 15 points on the night. Last score we have on the Lady Longhorns down in Clute. They led by 15 after three quarters of play, 45-30. McKinley Harris can't hit the free throw. C.J. Rowe puts up the three-pointer, no good. Rebound to Tig Jones. Jones drives the lane, puts up the layup, good. Tig Jones with the layup, and that's a ball game. George Ranch, 52, and the Bucks 45-46. Now that they put up that basket by Jones, it's a final. Longhorns 52-46 over the Buccaneers. We'll be back to wrap this one up from George Ranch. You're listening to live Longhorns men's basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunton Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
Back at George Ranch High School, you all set?
I think I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, put it a little closer to your mouth there.
That better right there?
Yeah, that's much better. Quite a ball game.
They just trying to, I know I'm young, but I guess they're trying to make me older quicker. You know?
You guys had a good lead in the first quarter, extended to halftime. Bucks got back into it in the third quarter and actually tied it up at 36 before you added a couple baskets. But you were able to come out with a strong fourth quarter.
Our guys have been fighting. They're so scrappy. They've been fighting all year. We knew that team doesn't lay down. They come after you. If you get a lead, they're going to keep fighting. So we stayed the course. I'm just really proud of them. They could have easily said, oh, third quarter didn't go our way. We can lay down and let them beat us. But we kept fighting, so I'm excited about them.
Got some good scoring tonight. McKinley Harris with 15. Noah Thomason with 9. 7 each for Odaya and Chris Johnson. Some good scoring there.
Yeah, that's the way we want to play. We want to be balanced. We don't want anybody to be able to key on one guy. It's got to come from everybody. It's a team effort, and I think we had a team effort tonight.
And your freshman, too, Stephen Woods, had some points. Nixon Best with 5. So good night for them, too.
No, we got some young guys that can really play. So the future's bright, so we're trying to make the present bright as well. So hopefully we can keep this momentum going.
You're going to talk to Nixon Best about camping out in that lane a couple times.
I told him, I always see him in the hallway, and I call him 2021. I tell him, you're not going to lose your 2021 nickname until you stop being like a freshman. But he gave us some big minutes. A freshman playing on varsity is tough. You're coming from eighth grade trying to play this speed. I'm so proud of him. He's a great kid.
Now, the Lady Longhorns, last score we had for them down in Clute, they were leading by 15 at the end of 3, 45-30.
That's good. Coach Pierce has been working really hard. They're young as well. So future of basketball, George Ranch is looking bright. So we just got to keep on working and keep on fighting, and we'll get some traction going.
Now, what are you looking for next week?
Oh, we're going to Pearland. It's a tough place to play. You know, Coach Tellis, he's over there now, so we might see him over there. I want to say congratulations to Coach Tellis. He hired me, so he's a great guy. He let me do my job. So, but I'm excited to go over there. It's a tough place to play. They have a great tradition. We beat them at home the first time, so we're going to go over there and try to sneak up on them again and see what we can do.
And then you come back Friday night for Parents' Night and Senior Night.
Parent Night on Friday against Elsick. They put it on us the first time we played us after the great ice storm of Houston, Texas. So we're trying to get some payback there. We're going to take it one game at a time. We're going to come in tomorrow, get some shots up, get out of the house, get off the video games, and just come in here and work, get ready for Tuesday.
All right, congratulations. All right. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. That's Charlie Jones. Longhorns beat the Bucks tonight, 52-46. Let's run down the scoring completely. First for the victorious Longhorns, led in scoring, as we said, McKinley Harris with 15, 9 by Noah Thomason, 7 each by Chris Johnson and Stephen Woods and Marvis Odaya, and then a couple points by Matthew Berger and 5 by Nixon Best. Longhorns finished the game with 14 turnovers. On the other side of my scorebook, 12 points by Kyrie Collins and Javion Sparks, 10 by Tig Jones, 8 by Dalton John, and then 2 each by Cole Armstrong and C.J. Rowe. That's the scoring for the Bucks, and they finish with 11 turnovers on the night. All right, the Bucks drop down to 19-14 and 3-7 in district play with 2 games to play. Longhorns bump up their record to 10-15 and 4-5 in 23-6A play with just three more to play. And here's a final from Reggie Dunn down in Clute. George Ranch 56 and the Lady Bucks 40. So the Longhorns win by 16 down in Clute. And we hope that should put them into the fourth spot and a chance to get into the UIL bi-district playoffs later this month. Final score again, George Ranch 52, Brazoswood Buccaneers 46 from George Ranch. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHS iRadio. We'll see you soon as we come back here on Tuesday night. Lady Longhorns are here hosting the Lady Oilers from Pearland. So long, everybody.